All right, so we begin our show today, as we've begun all of our shows, with a musical roundtable. So, as usual, we'll each pick a song that's been stuck in our head for the last month, and we'll share it, talk about it, debate it, and then pass it off to the next person. So, let's get started with you, Vicky. And what's your pick this month?
My pick for this month is a band called DMAs from a record called Hills End. The song is In the Moment. This is a young Australian trio from Sydney. And this record harkens back to all that amazing mid-90s Britpop vibe that I love so much. Think Oasis, Verb, Stone Roses, Blur. You take a look at them and they look like some skate punks, really. I was surprised of the sound that came out. It doesn't quite match in my mind or visually, but I'll tell you what, it's just beautiful music. They've been at it for a few years. They have some EPs under their belts, and they're part of that current wave that includes Tame Impala and Courtney Barnett.
All right, so this is DMAs, and the song is called In the Moment.
I have to tell you, this is absolutely one of my favorite periods of music, was that whole 94, 95, 96 Britpop, and just all these great bands, and earlier even, they started springing, and, you know, never mind Oasis versus Blur. It's these soaring melodies. Again, I'm such a sucker for that. Chiming guitars, and just hearing these young 20-somethings coming back through and claiming that as the thing that turned them on to perhaps their parents have those records, older brothers and sisters.
It's funny that bands are really going full bore back into these old genres, as far as, you know, it's not uncommon to hear a band that, you know, maybe picks and chooses some influences, a little sound here and there that they like, but to go so far into sort of an old genre and to make something that sounds like it could have been made at that point. It's
right.
It's a certain kind of retro nostalgia. It's interesting that that's happening, and it's not just this genre, but you think
you hear that with the Daftone artists, the resurgence of soul, R&B, and you know, even complete with the outfits and the, you know, the sort of retro 60s look.
And
it's interesting.
I think the thing that keeps it from being totally derivative, too, is that as you listen through this record, they have a handle on their own idea of melody and their own riffs, and lyrically, they've got that as their model. But I think they're going to forge ahead. It's like, okay, let's see what you do with this.
Yeah, and it's good songwriting at the end of the day. So that's
there
what counts.
It is, Jake. Good songwriting.
All right, Jake, you're next. You're on, my friend.
All right. Well, my pick is from a new album from the band Parquet Courts, which is a band out of New York, Brooklyn, to be precise. And it's a kind of punk band or outgrowth of the DIY punk scene. And they've been characterized in a lot of different ways, and their music is kind of difficult to characterize. But I think we'll see that there's a certain nostalgia to this sound as well, a certain looking back to an old era of New York music. So I really enjoyed this song. This is the title track from their new album, and it's called Human Performance. Let's just take a listen.
Please.
exactly where I was when I first saw you, the way I see you now through these eyes, waiting to retry those pristine days I recall so fondly. So few are the trials when a life isn't lonely, and now if only I'd never felt it, I'd never heard it. I know I loved you, did I even deserve it when you returned it? There's no suspicion, no hesitation, believing through the eyes of sure adoration. Witness it now.
Definitely a distinct New York sound.
Oh, yeah.
You played some of this for me earlier today, and I immediately flashed back on the Strokes, Talking Heads, Lou Reed. There's this really distinct New York sound that these guys have, and then this song develops into almost this psychedelic thing. In there,
right,
which
I
is
love
really cool.
That psychedelic, echo and wash that's in that middle part.
Yeah, and I don't. It's just good rock and roll music that isn't really straight down the middle. You know, it's got just these weird elements to it and weird cadences and strange time signatures and always something kind of keeping you on your toes as you're
listening. Album's solid all the way through.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, I liked it. I was really happy to see the new Parquet Courts. When you open those envelopes of CDs, wow. And though he's not fancy, I really like their drummer. Just keeps that thing moving. I want to see this band live. Like, when I hear this, it's like, this would be an amazing club show. I'd love to go see them.
All right, Jeff.
My turn?
Your turn, yep.
I was in the Air studio here a few weeks back, and I was pulling my music, getting ready for the Blue Plate special, like I do, and Vicky was on the air, and she was playing this song, and it just caught my ears right away. The artist is Andrew Bird, and he has a new album out called Are You Serious? I've been familiar with Andrew Bird. He's been around for a long time. But this song capsized... is a much more rockin' Andrew Bird. Normally he's almost orchestrated and has a sort of an Eastern gypsy feel to him. He'll be, you know, sometimes he sounds like he's whistling in a Western, you know, melody. And I mean, he's a very sort of odd artist. But this is a different side of Andrew Bird, and it'll catch you right away. And it's got bottle taps in it. Listen for the bottle taps.
All right, let's take a listen. This is Andrew Bird, and the song is Capsized from Are You Serious?
Now when you wake up, night's falling, someone is by your side. Pull it together, darling, you're not alone. But when you break up, sky's falling, no one is on your side. Dirty laundry, darling, you're all alone. And when you wake up, another sunrise, another breakup, ship is capsized. And when you wake up, another sunrise, another breakup, ship is capsized. I'm just a keeper, you're alive.
There's that quirky little sound that you hear sort of in the background, and then there's this thick fuzz guitar that he's playing, and the lyrics are, you know, so sort of Andrew. He's got a wonderful, distinctive voice. Love that.
Yeah, this is definitely a different direction from previous Andrew.
You know of him, right?
I do, yeah.
You saw him.
I've seen him a number of times live. What's really cool about him in his live performances is he does a lot of looping. So he'll kind of build the songs in front of you with the different parts looping, you know, a little thing violin and then a whistling thing and then a vocal thing and harmonizing with the vocals. And so you kind of get to watch him construct these songs on stage.
And here's a vocalist that we've enjoyed for many years, but there's something about the way he's singing on this record and certainly on that song, because that song just stopped me in my tracks too. There's just a strength and a confidence in really just singing it.
Owns it. Yeah, he owns it.
He owns it.
And when you wake up, night's falling, somebody's by your side. Pull it together, darling, you're not alone. But when you break up.
All right, so that wraps up the musical review portion of the show, and you're listening to Aircheck on KRCC, a very special membership drive episode of Aircheck.
If you appreciate the music programs, news available on KRCC, brought to you fresh 24/7, then go ahead and make that pledge and support the radio station that you listen to. Go to krcc.org.
This is Aircheck on KRCC.